Now, the rest of the story. Henry was an angel, as youngsters go. Even in his earliest years, he held the entire family mesmerized by his goodness. Every word he said was true. Every request he received was obeyed. Every lesson in school was completed to perfection. Henry was an angel. And it was not merely that Henry did what was right, but rather that his righteousness was pursued cheerfully. It was sometimes thought that Henry might become a scholar one day, for indeed he did love to read. Mother always told the story of how there'd been a fire in the house when Henry was a very small boy, how the family ran outside until the flames had been extinguished, and how after the excitement had subsided, Henry was discovered out in the yard calmly reading the book in which he had become engrossed before the fire had started. But Henry was not to seek an extensive education. Instead, in his 19th year, he got a job on a passenger boat as a mud clerk. Now, in those days, mud clerk was a starting position with the company, no salary, and yet from such a job, one was likely to be promoted to third clerk, and then second clerk, and finally, eventually, to purser. Being a mud clerk was hard work. The responsibilities ran from dawn to midnight. Yet if ever a young man were more than equal to the task, it was Henry. And then came that terrible summer night in the dock at Ship Island when four of the boilers aboard Henry's vessel, the Pennsylvania, exploded. In the blast, miraculously, Henry was thrown to safety, but as you might imagine from what you know, Henry was unsatisfied simply to survive while others might need him, so he went back in, trying to save those whom he could. He got his lungs scalded by the escaping steam, and he fell to the ruptured deck of the Pennsylvania. Henry lingered in the hospital for days. Then accidentally, perhaps mercifully, an intern gave Henry an overdose of morphine, and he was dead. The little boy who was thought to be an angel had at last become one. Now, why you should know, indeed why you should care, is because of the legacy Henry unintentionally left us. And he would not even have done that, except that an older brother felt responsible for Henry's death. I said an older brother, all of his life, felt responsible for Henry's death. It was the older brother who had arranged the clerk's job for Henry in the first place, and who had got him assigned to the Mississippi River boat, Pennsylvania. And Henry's brother never forgave himself. But he did seek, in his way, to immortalize the saintly little boy, and he did succeed. Among the unforgettable characters in the adventures of Tom Sawyer is one special one, Sid Sawyer, Tom's brother. Remember the youngster for whom doing the right thing was virtually unavoidable? A character created in the loving memory of Henry. In Mount Olivet Cemetery, there is an inobtrusive marker at the grave of a boy who died 6 days past his 20th birthday, and the stone says, Henry Clemens. All your life you have acknowledged the achievements of Sam Clemens, who from Mississippi river boating took the name Mark Twain. Now you have met his brother Henry. Now you know the rest of the story.